the plane of fear. You get mad and walk out on Darling, you can miss a lot. Elmo, One Eye, Goblin, Otto, those guys like to bait me. They were not about to clue me in. They got everybody else to go along, even Tracker, who seemed to be taking a shine to me and chattered at me more than everybody else combined, would not drop a hint. So when the day came, I went topside in total ignorance. I'd packed the usual field gear. Our traditions are heavy infantry, though mostly we ride these days. All of us are too old to lug 80 pounds of gear. I dragged mine to the cavern that serves as a stable and smells like the grandfather of them all, and found that not one animal was saddled. Well, one. Darling's. The stable boy just grinned when I asked what was going on. "Go on up," he said. "Sir?" "Yeah? Rotten bastards. They play games with me. I'll get them. They damned well better start remembering who keeps the annals around here." I bitched and moaned all the way into the pre-moonset shadows that lurked around the tunnel mouth. There I found the rest of the outfit, all already up, with light gear. Each man carried his weapons and a sack of dried food. "What are you doing, Croaker?" One Eye asked with suppressed laughter. "Look like you're taking everything you own. You a turtle. Carry your house on your back." And Elmo, "We ain't moving, boy, just going on a raid." "You're a bunch of sadists, you know that?" I stepped into the wan light. The moon was half an hour from setting. Far, Taken drifted on the night. Those sons of bitches were determined to keep a close watch. Nearer, a whole horde of menhirs had gathered. They looked like a graveyard out on the desert, there were so many of them. There were a lot of walking trees, too. More, though there was no breeze, I could hear old Father Tree tinkling. No doubt that meant something. A menhir might have explained, but the stones remained close-mouthed about themselves and their fellow species, especially about Father Tree. Most of them won't admit he exists. "Better lighten your load, Croaker," the lieutenant said. He would not explain, either. "You going, too?" I asked, surprised. "Yep. Move it. We don't have long. Weapons and field medical kit should do it. Scoot." I met Darling going down. She smiled. Grouchy as I was, I smiled back. I can't stay mad at her. I have known her since she was so high, since Raven rescued her from the Limper's thugs long ago in the Forsberg campaigns. I cannot see the woman that is without recalling the child that was. I get all sentimental and soft. They tell me I suffer from a crippling romantic streak. Looking back, I'm almost inclined to agree. All those silly stories I wrote about the lady. The moon was on the rim of the world when I returned topside. A whisper of excitement coursed among the men. Darling was up there with them, astride her flashy white mare, moving around, gesturing at those who understood sign. Above, the spots of luminescence that are characteristic of wind whale tentacles drifted lower than I'd ever heard tell of, except in horror stories about starved whales dropping down to drag their tentacles on the ground, ripping up every plant and animal in their path. "Hey," I said,